Yes, sir.
Got a question.
Yes, sir.
On our phone conversation last week, he told me that it was the Republican hierarchy and Bill Herdman who contacted you about that amendment.
No, I said I thought it was most likely somebody from the Republican hierarchy. I'll be honest with you, I don't remember. That was, what, 4 or 5 years ago. I don't remember the details, but it was most likely somebody within the Republican Party who asked me to do something. But okay. I don't know for sure.
And then I mentioned Herdman, and you said probably, yes.
Well, yeah, only because I think he was chairman of the party at that time.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Because in here this morning at the hearing, he denied having anything to do with that, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he may have.
So who else was it then?
Again.
But somebody had to prompt you to make that amendment, right? Why would you make that amendment? Because you told me it wasn't for Dwayne Reniger.
Somebody from Brown County asked me to consider amending a bill to clarify that the educational qualification portion of the requirements, and it's only one part of it, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen...
It's 9B.
Well, I've 9B. Seen what was printed on your website, and frankly, it was very misleading. I think you were doing a disservice to people when you made the statement you did on your website.
I don't think it's misleading at all, because the
difference of opinion, then. But,
okay.
But the fact is, you can't just be a dog groomer and be eligible to be sheriff. You know that.
If no,
you
read the statute, according to your letter...
That's not true. If you read the statute...
I did read the statute.
You need both super. You need police peace officer training.
You need the OPAS certificate
and some educational requirement. You can't have one or the other.
Which is the diploma that comes under the amendment
right.
that you made.
Well, you have to have both, not one or the.
Well, everybody's got to have an OPAS certificate to be a sheriff. But so, the amendment you made encompasses bartending. Mixology.
It includes
master dog groomer
it reduced
diploma.
The educational requirement.
It did not.
Reduced.
It simply, it's that's a matter of opinion.
No,
it simply simply recognizes that people who have training beyond high school meet the educational requirement if it's at a certified school. Okay.
We'll have boards of regents.
Well,
that's what it used to be.
No, state proprietary. Okay. You know. So basically what you're saying is somebody who goes to a school certified by state propriety, at the time state propriety board, wasn't as good as a student who went to one certified by the board of regents?
Probably not, because that includes dog grooming and other courses like that, doesn't it?
But you have to have the peace officer training.
But both, anybody has to have that.
Anybody.
Everybody has to have that. That's 8A and B.
Okay. So your point is?
The point is, 8A and B, if you have an OPANA certificate, then you had 9A, which was the supervisor experience, which you did.
So we're not talking about
that. Yeah.
Okay. So you have to have, go ahead.
Yeah.
Why did it become an emergency bill?
Well, that was...
But the emergency had nothing to do with me. The emergency bill, as I explained...
Should have been separate.
Well, here's the reason it was done as an emergency. We had to go back and research this. The amendment was attached to legislation having to do with Korean War veterans.
Second issue.
Well, go ahead. But you ask a question. I'm trying to answer your question.
That's fine. Yeah.
The reason it was an emergency is that whoever sponsored that bill, and I don't remember who it was, mm-hmm. because Korean War veterans were, frankly, dying because of age, that they felt to get this recognition in there, they wanted to do it as an emergency so more people could take advantage of it. As I recall, it had to do with, I think a Korean War veteran who maybe left high school without getting their diploma was able to go back and get their diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And because so many of them were dying as a result of age, mm-hmm. the emergency was included to allow more veterans to take advantage of it and not have to wait 90 days. It had nothing to do with
well, they should have been separated. Well, logically, you would separate.
Whether or not you think it should, they weren't. And the fact is, the majority of the state legislature, both in the committee and in a session, Republican and Democrat, voted for the legislature.
Were they paying any attention?
Well, if they weren't, it's their own fault.
Because it happens in Washington every day. They earmark stuff every day.
I would hope that you would send people to Columbus that would pay attention.
Well, I would
pay
so
attention.
Too. Okay. Well, then why did you not pay before?
Well, wait a second. I mean, you told me over the phone that that was not made specifically for Dwayne Reniger. After the phone conversation, I spent a week contacting the 30 counties that had contested elections.
Okay.
Nobody needed that amendment to qualify.
Okay.
The only person who benefited from that amendment was Dwayne.
Well, it didn't benefit him in that election. It was irrelevant in his election.
Yeah, because you're saying the supervisory experience.
Well, no, you can't make it retroactive. The law was not retroactive.
Well, the law was passed on December 9th.
But the law was not retroactive either. You can't.
Yeah, that's right, because he would have hit his qualifications before the primary.
Legal to begin with.
So, yeah, that's right.
So this had nothing to do with that election.
Yeah.
It has to
do with the become
future.
Sheriff. The point
that I asked the judge
was he ever sheriff?
The point that I wanted to make is when it passed, Wayne had already had his petition signed, but he hadn't filed them yet until after that passed. And then when he filed it, anybody else in the state of Ohio who now fit the bill only had 5 working days.
I don't know when he filed it.
I know you don't, Tom, but what I'm saying is that it just doesn't pass a smell test.
Yeah, I'm registered Republican and I support you, but how does Wayne stay sheriff when he was never legally sheriff?
Well, that's not an issue for me. That's
why do
an
you
issue
guys,
for a judge.
Who is it? Who should be doing something about
that's it? That's an issue
it
for
may
a
not
judge.
Be for you, but which judge?
Well, I don't know.
It's the process, I guess.
I'm not in
the process. I know.
So
I'm not either.
But you don't remember who come to you from Brown County and wanted you to amend that? You just totally forgot.
Well,
can't recall.
That was 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, God, Tom. Anybody can remember 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if it's part of your job, then you're going to Columbus.
Do you have any idea how many people come to me with issues on a daily basis?
From Brown County?
Not this issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they should.
I'm just saying, that was 4 or 5 years ago.
We were talking about spending money on machinery and letting it sit. Well, Winninger is costing this county
a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Over $600,000 in settlement.
Continuing costing
from court.
He's an illegal sheriff impersonating an officer. And what do we do?
Of his deputies.
And you admit to that, that he's illegal?
I don't know that. I'm not.
No, he wouldn't. He, you know, he wouldn't know that.
He wouldn't know that because
we know that. But we just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Well, but
that's how we feel.
The way we feel is that was passed for Winninger.
Well, the next thing I'm going to do is write letters to all 88 county sheriffs or 87
right.
to find out how they feel about the reduction. It is a reduction. Because, I mean, a master dog groomer diploma, although in our county it would have been helpful if we had one, Sheriff, that was master dog groomer diploma, because we had one more living dog here as of a month ago.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, it just, the circumstantial evidence just doesn't add up to what, you know, you've told me and what Herdman's saying. It just, there's a difference of, you know, stories there.
Well, you know, I run into people all the time who ask for different things. Some of them are in formal meetings like this, some of them where I run into somebody in the hallway, you know, so I don't have a record of every little thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
if I knew who it was that said, hey, we want you to do this, I'd say, here's who it was. I don't know. I mean, there's
we'll
nothing happened 3 years ago. That's fine.
Somebody's got it. Somebody had to have asked you, otherwise you wouldn't have done it.
Well, but the fact is, even if you find out, first of all, let me know who it was, but when you find out,
oh,
what does
Tom,
that do?
You know who it was.
Well, who was it?
Well, whoever it was, I think they're financially... Whoever it was, Senator Niehaus, whoever it was, I think is financially liable to the losses our county has been losing.
Well, again, that's a judicial...
I think that's the case, because the taxpayer should never have to pay for the losses of somebody who is unqualified to run as a candidate and then get elected, and because of the lack of qualifications, doesn't know how to do the job.
How many times has he been elected?
Twice.
Okay. At what point do voters have a responsibility to say, wait a minute?
They didn't know.
They didn't know it.
They didn't know because the system hit holes in it.
This was brought up the first time.
No, it wasn't. This issue wasn't brought up.
I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know.
Well, I mean, this issue about people challenge his qualifications for sheriff the first time he ran.
I probably voted for him the first time.
Well, the judge said in the court that he was not eligible.
It was sealed.
The state proved
the court
his case.
Sealed it.
Okay.
And then they sealed the case.
They sealed it so none of us would
know.
My memory isn't the greatest, but I thought there were articles at the time that reported on this case challenging his qualifications.
He was trying.
But for whatever reason, and again, I don't know what the details
are. I never knew anything about your
bill. But for whatever reason, the voters elected him sheriff and then re-elected him sheriff.
Under case law, even if somebody's unqualified and is elected, upon assuming the office, he has to rectify the disqualification immediately upon assuming office, otherwise he forfeits the seat.
Okay.
So January 1st, 2000, he forfeited the seat. The seat was vacated. His OPATA certificate lasted 4 years beyond that. At the end of 4 years, his OPATA certificate expired. Okay? He's not a peace officer, he's a civilian at that time. January 1st, 2005, 2 days before he assumed the second seat position. Right now he's a civilian, acting as sheriff. Liability for this county, big time. Commissioners, everybody.
That's a judicial issue.
Well, it's a taxpayer issue too, because our money's going out the door because this is not right.
But it's a judicial issue from the standpoint that the only place to get an answer to that question is the courts.
Well, the hearing today, they're going to follow up on that thing.
Okay.
So, and...
So you go to the Board of Elections.
Yeah, that's done.
Ultimately, you go to the courts.
That's done.
I mean, that's the process.
Yeah. But then it'll go back to see, you know, how did this happen? Who's responsible? Who aided and abetted the condition? And that's where the liability should lie. I think it lies with you, Mr. Herdman, and the Republican Party.
Well,
I mean, because our county, it's my opinion, it's my allegation, but our county has lost thousands of dollars. The course has lost $600,000 at least, and it's probably going to be over $1 million by the end of the year. And I'm sure they're going to come back and try to recoup their money. Sooner or later, their attorneys will, when they find out the whole story.
Anybody and everybody is. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
But I appreciate your answering questions.
I've got nothing to hide. I mean, that day I called you. I mean, I could have ignored the letter, but I called you and tried to answer the questions as accurately as I recall. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything.
Mm-hmm. After all, we did put you in where you're at.
Well,
so we
and I voted for you too.
I voted for you.
To be honest.
As an independent.
Yeah. I don't think anyone suggested I haven't been on. I'm simply telling you this is my recollection.
I
can't remember if this was 4 years ago or 6 years ago.
We would just like to see Newman back in a run. Somebody who could be a legitimate sheriff. And that's.
And I understand that. But again, that's not, that's a Brown County issue.
Yeah.